Taking a brief look into September's quarterly Hog and Pigs Report. I'm Daniela Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Looking into last Thursday's quarterly Hogs and Pigs Report with USDA Livestock Analyst Michael McConnell.
Hog supplies are going to be a little bit tighter for the remainder of this year and into 2026.
And that expected trend is due to
the relatively lower amounts of farrowing, as well as the reduced pig crop from last year that we saw in the previous quarter. The breeding herd has contracted a little bit relative to a year ago. That also kind of indicates that hog supplies going forward likely to be a little bit tighter.
And McConnell says that this trend has pretty much already started throughout this past summer.
Slaughter rates were relatively light relative to a year ago for much of the summer. In fact, a couple weeks ago, we got our first year-over-year increase in hog slaughter for the first time since May.
And one potential impact from the tighter hogs and pigs supply.
The relatively lighter slaughter has been supportive of live hog prices, and we've also seen it in relatively supportive wholesale pork prices as well. So that's something to keep an eye on going forward to see if the tighter hog supply continues to provide that support on prices.
And to go into a bit more detail, Michael McConnell also provides some of the actual numbers from that report.
The hog herd as of September 1st is estimated to be 74.47 million head of hogs. That's about 1% lower than a year ago. Within that, there's about 5.93 million thousand boars in the breeding herd, which is about 2% lower than a year ago. And for market hogs, it's estimated to be 68.54 million head of hogs, which is about 1% lower than a year ago. The number of pigs that were born and weaned between June and August came at 34.08 million head. That was 3% lower than a year ago. That was due to farrowings, which were 2.88 million head, 3% lower than a year ago, which is partially offset by a pigs per litter rate at 11.82, which is 1% higher than a year ago. Looking forward, between September and November, hog producers intended to farrow 2.86 million sows, which is 2% lower than a year ago. And then for the period between December 2025 and February 2026, producers indicated they were planning on farrowing 2.82 million sows, which is about the same as what we did last year.
With your farm news update, I'm Daniela Drotzman.